Councilman Garrett Dennis's bill requires businesses contracting with the city for at least $200,000 to complete an extra step toward looking at ex-offenders to fill job openings.
This bill is all about consideration, so they're not mandated to hire an ex-offender. They still, when they do interview an ex-offender, they still will hire the best person for the job. It's not a quota.
The city can withhold payment if the business does not submit a notarized document indicating it reached out to an ex-offender training and employment program and requested possible applicants. That's in addition to what the businesses are already required to report, including whether they hired ex-offenders and how many they interviewed. Businesses are exempt from the requirements on the project if they've already hired an ex-offender to work on it. The bill also requires the city's procurement chief to provide contractors' contact information to city-funded ex-offender training programs. The procurement chief is also now required to research the best route for incentivizing contractors to hire ex-offenders and report it to the council by April 2018. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.